can remember traveling home to West Virginia one time, and we were traveling through just a little bit of Mississippi, and we stopped at a gas station that had a smoking machine outside, and I think it was called Heavenly Barbecue or something like that, or Heavenly Hogs or something like that. But anyhow, as we stopped and got gas, we said, boy, that smells great. And so we went in and got some chicken, and it was excellent. But as I was filling up with gas, there was a fellow that was attending the smoker. And so I went over, and I had begun to do some smoking of my own, and so I was curious. And I just walked over and was kind of said, hey, how's it going? What kind of wood are you using, and different things like that. And then I was just kind of watching, fascinated with this thing, because it was turning the meat inside. And finally, the guy, I think I made him uncomfortable, and he was like, sir, can I help you with something? And I was like, oh, I'm just watching, you know. And so that was kind of his way of saying, why are you here, right? And so I think today what would be good for us is to think about, why did Jesus come? I mean, what was the point of all this? Why did Jesus come to earth? Why did God take on flesh? And so we're going to look at some passages where we are told the purpose of Jesus coming, but also from Jesus' own mouth, reasons why he came. And so we'll start with Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23, as we read the birth account from Joseph's point of view. It says Matthew 1, verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. Jesus crossed from the spiritual realm into the earthly realm. And Matthew writes of Jesus' birth in verse 22 by saying, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Jesus came to fulfill the scriptures. He said this in Matthew 5:17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. You see, Jesus didn't come to change the Bible's story as if the God of the Old Testament were some angry, wrathful God and Jesus came to change his story. No, that's not it at all. He is the story of the Bible. The Bible is about Jesus Christ. And at his birth began to come all these predictions and foresights of the prophets into the plan of God coming to take place in Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't come to change the Bible story. He is the story of the Bible. In Matthew 9:13, Jesus tells us another reason that he came, not just to fulfill the scriptures, but he came to call sinners. He says, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. The word call there means to summon or to invite, to partake in some special benefit or experience. Jesus came to call sinners into his kingdom. He came to summon those who knew they needed God's mercy to receive a special experience. Do you understand your need for mercy this morning? Because Jesus didn't come to save those who felt they were righteous enough to get into heaven anyway. He came for those of us who know that we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have all of us, even those who think they are righteous, have suppressed the truth about God. How did we do that? Well, through our sinful thoughts and our actions, we have misrepresented God to others because we are supposed to be His image bearers. We've all sinned. We all deserve God's wrath. We deserve condemnation. And you say, well, Pastor, there's a lot of people that are worse than me. Well, listen, some people deserve hell more than others, but nobody deserves heaven. Some people deserve hell more than others, but nobody deserves heaven. But there's no need to fear if you can turn to Christ and accept His call, to accept His summons to take part in a special experience. But what experience is He talking about? Well, He's talking about being reconciled to God. The angel told Joseph that Jesus would save His people from their sins. We see Jesus affirming this in John 6, verses 37 through 40. All that the Father gives me will come to me, Jesus said. And whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that He has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in Him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Jesus came to do the Father's will, to redeem lost people, to reconcile them to God, and then to resurrect them to be in God's presence for eternity, to bring to completion God's wonderful plan to redeem people from their slavery to sin, to reconcile them to God, and one day reconcile them, resurrect them to eternal life. Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners. If you're listening to this message this morning and you realize that you are sinful and that your sin has separated you from God, I urge you to hear the call of Jesus, to look upon Him, and to ask God to forgive you of your sins because of what Christ did for you. You can't earn your way to heaven. Offer up Jesus as the sacrifice to your sin, for your sin to God, and ask God to forgive you because of what Jesus did for you. Place your faith in Him. Repent of your sin and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And He'll save you. It's why He came, to give hope to sinners. And not just that. He didn't just come to give us a clean slate and see how we would do after that. He came to give us new purpose for life because He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King, the promised King. A lord is someone who has ownership and has the right to give direction to someone. A king has a right to determine what is right and what is wrong and what should be done and what shouldn't be done. And so Jesus is called the Lord and Savior. So He saves us from our sin to give us purpose in our lives. He says so in John 10, verses 9 and 10. He says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Now listen, He says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Abundant life in Jesus Christ. To have a purpose in life. What would that purpose be? Well, 2 Corinthians 5:15 tells us that Christ died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for Him who for their sake died and was raised. We repent of our sins and we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord. And so that we then follow Him with our lives. And we live for Him and His kingdom purposes. He came to give His people a purposeful life. Just as that young man wondered why I was standing around watching him smoke meat, we oftentimes may wonder, why did Jesus come? Again, the angel told Joseph that Jesus would save His people from their sins. In John 12, verses 47 through 48 says this, Jesus speaking again, "If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world." In other words, He's going to save the ones who listen to His word. Verse 48, "The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day." Jesus came and spoke gospel life, a better way, a better kingdom. He came to save sinners. Have you obeyed His call to repent of your sins and follow Him? If you haven't, then I urge you today to listen to the words of truth that Jesus spoke. John 18:37, as Jesus stands before Pilate, and He is a rejected king by the people. Pilate said to Him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Jesus came and testified to the truth about God and our need of salvation. Are you listening?